Condemnations first, explanations later, or never. That has been the policy with every one of those headline-grabbing incidents during Israel's war in response to the October 7th attacks. This is much more the case with the recent action where seven so-called humanitarian aid workers were killed in an attack on their convoy. So now we have some of the information about what happened. The probe, the IDF has looked into it, has given us some information. Of course, if you look at the information from, I think, what would be a correct moral perspective, you would say, of course, they did the right thing. Israel does not look at it from a correct moral perspective, so they will, they have fired people, they have apologized, and and are playing into their enemies' hands again, both militarily and in the PR war. Welcome to the Daily Objective. It is day 182 of the war in Israel. I'm joined by Mark Pellegrino. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, as good as can be during this time. So let's do you want to look at some of what came out of this this probe? Let's so first of all, yep.
I'm just yawning with anticipation.
So first of all, I am reading from the Times of Israel article on this. Two senior officers were dismissed. So, but let's look at what they say actually happened. So, according to the investigation, the incident began at around 10 p.m. on Monday with a ship carrying some 300 tons of World Central Kitchen aid being unloaded at a makeshift jetty in the central Gaza Strip. A short while later, a convoy of trucks carrying the aid began to move toward a warehouse where the supplies were to be stored. The IDF probe found that troops identified one gunman climbing on the roof of one of the trucks and opening fire. A video shown by the IDF to foreign reporters appears to show a person shooting an automatic rifle from the top of a truck. Listen closely to all the news reports you hear anywhere to see if that makes the cut. So it continues. The convoy continued on on its agreed route and stopped at the warehouse known as Hangar A, where the military said the gunman got off. At this point, the IDF's division commander in the area tried to contact World Central Kitchen. Har Evan, the person who was briefing the foreign press, told the foreign press, but the charity's security officer in Europe could not contact the team on the ground, he said. Okay, so we one of the things we've heard, of course, this organization has been working with Israel, and so they when they transport themselves, when they transport the aid, that is all on an agreed route, agreed with the IDF. In this case, they were unable to contact them. So I'll continue reading. After the aid trucks and pickup trucks escorting them arrived at Hangar A, an Israeli Air Force drone spotted 15 to 20 individuals outside the warehouse, with at least two of them identified as being armed, according to the probe. One of the IDF officers concluded that they were Hamas operatives, but was ordered by the division commander not to strike them due to their proximity to the aid convoy. Close to 11 p.m., the pickup trucks began to drive away from the warehouse after the aid had been unloaded. One vehicle drove north to Hangar B, where, Evan said, two to four gunmen were spotted entering the warehouse. Just before the other three pickup trucks began driving towards the coast, the IDF probe found that one of the commanders mistakenly believed that a Hamas terrorist entered one of the escort cars. There was no evidence indicating the suspect was armed, and drone footage reviewed as part of the probe appeared to show he was holding a bag, not a gun. Should we stop here and do our own little probe with a different, again, a different moral starting point than Israel and its critics who Israel tries to appease. Mark.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, of course, I question the entire notion of sending aid to your enemies. I think the Palestinian people are highly complicitous in this the pathological act of genociding Jews, and they need to feel extremely uncomfortable, and that means depriving them of the food and water that will sustain them through a conflict, a long conflict. They need to know that genocidal ideologies end in death, starvation, and destruction, and at the very least, such discomfort that you have to give up your position, your ideological position, if you want to survive and thrive. Secondly, we hear about convoy, which at several points is connected to and are occupied by armed Hamas individuals. So at every point along this journey, there are armed Hamas individuals exchanging with these people, or in some respects engaged in the convoy. Whether one gets on with a bag or not, I don't give a fuck. He doesn't. First of all, the convoy shouldn't exist. Second of all, the fact that they're even integrating with people who are engaged in Hamas is dirty dealing and dirty business right off the top, and automatically deserves a retaliatory response. Hamas should be nowhere near these convoys, at least of all on top of trucks firing upon people as they're driving to their destinations. But one, no aid should go to the Palestinian people. They're responsible for genocidal murder. They need to surrender and renounce violence. And they're not going to do that when you keep feeding them. They don't deserve to be fed. Two, when these convoys come in and they have Hamas operatives on them, blow them the fuck up.
Yeah,
That's all.
and this is a point we're stressing all the time, and we'll continue to stress because this is going to continue to be a part of the conversation. There is no such thing as humanitarian aid at a time of war. It is all military aid. It's not just guns and bullets that are military aid. It is the food that gives you the strength to pick up a gun and pull the trigger, that is also military aid, and that is what is being given. So yeah, from point A, this should not have happened. And this was Israel's position right after October 7th. There will be no aid until all the hostages are released. Most of the hostages have not been released. Many have been killed. And of course, Hamas is still in power, which was another thing that Israel said is going to be a goal of the war, is to remove Hamas's, destroy Hamas's military capabilities. We are nowhere near that. But you know, one thing we see constantly in the reporting, in the response of the international community, i.e., politicians who lead countries, is the mistaken, let's put it that way, facts, as in they're always wrong on the fact. And even in this case, we were talking, Mark, the day after this happened, less than 24 hours later, we were talking, and I was reading during that show. The response of the British some minister in government, who said we demand an apology and an investigation. Well, don't you want the investigation first before you know what the apology is about? Well, apparently not, because the facts don't matter if you are if your values are that corrupt. And it should say something that they are every single time getting the facts wrong. And what does that say about their starting point, value-wise?
Well, it shows that politicians across the world all share the same stupid mentality about pretty much everything, sticking their fingers up in the air and doing what they think the population around them is going to like, as opposed to what's actually right. I mean, this is obs it's obscene that Israel has given in to this world condemnation of their own self-defense and are helping the enemy. I mean, it's the most obscene form of Christian altruism I think I've ever witnessed. In World War II, had this kind of mentality been prevalent, or had somebody espoused this way of thinking, they would have been run out of town on a rail. It's just so absurd. Let's feed the Nazis and the popul let's feed the Nazi population while we're trying to annihilate Nazism from the face of the earth. That only has.
Suggesting that during World War II would have gotten you accused of treason, rightfully so.
Yes, as it should today. And perhaps a few people who believe in this ridiculous philosophy, which frankly ends in forever wars, because Hamas will never die. They'll never stop attacking Israel. They'll never stop being a cancer in the Middle East and to us. So they are, in effect, condemning us to decade upon decade upon decade of murder and mayhem. Maybe if a few of these people are prosecuted and tried for the traitors that they are, for the criminals that they are, the criminal accomplices that they are, maybe they'll shut the fuck up.
Well, they're not going to be tried because they're in power, and the morality from which they get to this these conclusions is the prevalent morality. So, yeah, what needs to be done is a very deep cultural change, which unfortunately will not happen in time for this war to be prosecuted correctly. All right, let's continue a little bit with this article. The IDF said that the troops did not identify the escort vehicles as being associated with World Central Kitchen, and as they mistakenly believed at least one was carrying a Hamas gunman, a drone strike was carried out at around 11:09 p.m. After the initial strike, people were identified running out of the targeted car into another. Additional airstrikes were then carried out in quick succession against the other two World Central Kitchen escort pickup trucks. Despite no information indicating gunmen were in them, which is a violation of IDF procedures. So,
I
yeah.
gotta say something. I know this is sort of off topic, but I gotta say something. When people talk about humanitarian aid, well, you put it very well. It's not humanitarian aid, it's wartime aid. It's actually aiding and abetting the enemy. It's keeping them strong so that they can continue to fight. But I define a human a very specific way, and I define humanitarianism a very specific way. When you throw off the bounds of civilization and reason, and you decide that you are going to acquire everything that you want through savagery and violence, you're not human. You're a savage, and you do not deserve humanitarian aid. Who deserves humanitarian aid? The victims of October 7th deserve humanitarian aid. The people who were enjoying their lives and living their lives. People who try to live rationally and happily in a free society, who were victimized by these fucking barbarians, they deserve humanitarian aid. The other folks deserve to be pushed into the fucking ocean, period. Unless and until they decide to embrace their humanism, which means reason, persuasion, due process. Democratic principles. Until that time, they are outside the bounds of civilization and outside the bounds of humanity, as far as I am concerned, by their own choice.
Yeah, and that's the one point I'll disagree with you on. They are humans in the sense that they have free will and should be judged morally, as opposed to a lion runs at you and you're armed, you shoot at the lion to defend yourself. You don't judge the lion morally for going to attack you because he has no free will. These are human beings with free will who chose to be savages and therefore
They're worse than animals. The animal is at
yeah.
least acting according to its nature. These people are denying their natures to act like savages.
Yeah, and in the last line I read there, it said this was a violation of IDF procedures. Yes, but the problem there is with the IDF procedures, not with the violation of them. So later on in this article, we hear that. So I'm quoting here from the IDF spokesperson: the attack on the three vehicles was carried out in serious violation of the relevant orders and instructions. The World Central Kitchen convoy had been coordinated with the IDF, although information on its route was not passed down from senior commanders to the officers on the ground who ultimately called in the attack, the probe found. Okay, but it was also their own head of security couldn't get in touch with them, but this is not deemed relevant at this point. The IDF said the findings of the investigation show that the incident, quote, could have been prevented, and at the same time, those who approved the attack were convinced that they were attacking armed Hamas operatives and not World Central Kitchen members. I mean, Look, this is we say this all the time. This is a war started by Hamas, supported by the Palestinian people. Over 70% of them in both of those recent polls that we saw support the October 7th attacks, but over 90%, and we talked about this the Martyrs Fund, where the Palestinian style welfare, where you get money if you were involved in attempts to kill Jews. And your family gets money, and over 90% of Palestinians support that. There is a consensus among Palestinians, whatever differences they have amongst each other, there is a consensus about killing Jews. And so, yeah, when you go to war with them, you don't start looking at who is where. You don't put operations at risk if there is certainly if there is a good reason to believe that you are looking at a Hamas operative, you fire first. You don't wait for them to potentially achieve whatever it is they're achieving.
Yes, this is the way rational people think. But unfortunately, the world seems to be predominantly irrational now. And it's like a what do you call it? A feedback loop of stupid. Once a group of horde-like zombified morons for the pro-Gazan cause get out there, and anybody who's got a fractured psychology or missing elements of self-esteem goes out there too to try to feel like they're a part of something important. That's even more what's going on the outside here in the United States than belief in a cause. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of psychologically fractured people out there trying to get a self-esteem shot by being with a group of morons and protesting like what they're doing has actual meaning in the world.
Yeah, and this is the next level from protesting, going actually into Gaza. So Susie in the chat says, I just can't find too much empathy for people who choose to go into a war zone. My empathy is with the hostages and any innocents that may or may not exist in Gaza. Yeah, it's not just they chose to go into the war zone. They chose specifically to go into the part of the war zone that started the war and that is continuing the war and can at any point say, you know what, we lay down our arms. We're releasing all the hostages. We are embracing reason and freedom and capitalism. And I don't think Israel would demand that much, by the way. That's my personal preference, but we're not going to see that anytime soon.
As we were alluding to earlier, people try to tell us to appeal to our common humanity. There isn't a common humanity here. There is no common humanity. There's one side that has divorced itself from its humanity on purpose, and another side that is unfortunately beset by terrible ethical values so that it can't pursue its humanity with full certainty as it should.
Thank you, Bonnie, for the super chat. Thank you, Patricia, for the super chat. Let's continue with this article. So the IDF spokesperson continues. The attack on the aid vehicles is a serious mistake, which stemmed from a serious failure as a result of wrong identification, a mistaken decision making, and an attack contrary to the orders and open fire regulations. We express our deep sorrow for the loss and share in the grief of the families and the World Central Kitchen Organization, the IDF said, adding that the quote, vital humanitarian activity of the international aid organization is of quote, utmost most importance. We will continue to coordinate and assist their activities while ensuring their safety and safeguarding their lives. Yep.
Yeah, it's of the utmost importance to Hamas because it keeps their movement alive. It keeps the Palestinian people engaged in the ideology because on some level they think Allah is on their side. Look, he's still feeding them when they're in the throes of this terrible disaster. They're not demoralized. And worse, these Palestinian terrorists and their operatives and bots online are using the suffering, exploiting the suffering to play on the false moral premises that so many people in the West believe in. And it's demoralizing them. You're seeing support in the United States drop from 80% of support to Israel to somewhere in the neighborhood of 50% in the course of the last few months. That's ridiculous. That is horribly immoral and irrational.
Yeah, and as a statement to the Palestinians, that statement from the world is What you did on October 7th is now gaining you international support, gaining you more humanitarian, several times as much so-called humanitarian aid as you were receiving before October 7th. It's getting countries that were previously, closer allies of Israel kind of stepping away. It's so-called allies of Israel are threatening to recognize a Palestinian state. Imagine that. They've been demanding recognition of a Palestinian state for decades. October 7th happens, and then if they get it. What message does that send, not just to the Palestinians, but to other Islamic terrorists and other would-be terrorists around the world who are considering other options, but this is the result that they see from October 7th.
I mean, it just blows my mind that jokers like Cameron and all and some of these other European states that want to de facto recognize a Palestinian state to force it on Israel, that these people aren't I don't know, shipped to some island somewhere to fend for themselves, because they like everyone else in the political class are the problem. These people cause the problems, and then they offer worst solutions in an attempt to solve the problems that they freaking started in the first place. Something, I mean, Cameron, God, the guy's got to, I mean, some pepper spray that guy in the nuts. Do something to that guy. Something has to happen to this guy. He's a horrible human being. I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I was just muted, and I was about to read some more of the article because we're getting towards the end of it, and it says so the IDF. This is again from the spokesperson. Yeah, were you saying
What?
something?
I coughed.
Oh, all right. So he says the IDF spokesperson says the IDF once again emphasizes its commitment to uncompromising fighting against the Hamas organization. Alongside upholding the values of the IDF, the laws of war, and avoiding harming innocents, the IDF will learn the lessons of the incident and will implement the lessons, it added. As part of the lessons learned, the IDF decided to brand aid vehicles with special stickers that are visible with thermal cameras. The World Central Kitchen vehicle had a sticker of the organization's logo, although it was not visible to the IDF drones at night. I mean, look, we mentioned this, but I think we should mention it again. There's there was the incident a few months ago with the ambulances, which also sparked an international incident, but quickly quieted down because those ambulances were transporting terrorists and arms. The fact that you have a logo does not mean that you are actually doing what that logo would suggest you're doing. Of course, some of these organizations work with Hamas, with terrorists. Some of them might not want to work with terrorists, might really be, just misguided and think they're feeding innocents, but might have their vehicles taken over by terrorists. I doubt these organizations, humanitarian organizations, send their people there armed, right? So there's nothing they can do if a Hamas operative decide to take over their truck. So yeah, there are absolutely many good reasons why in a war you would bomb cars that have the logo of a so-called humanitarian organization. But again, as you said at the beginning, there are even better reasons why you should not allow such people into the enemy's territory to begin with. There is no point at which you should allow aiding them in any kind, in any kind of aid, whether it's weapons or, again, the fuel to carry those weapons, Mark.
Dude, I mean, I can't even tell you how disturbing this is to me. I feel like my head is going to explode. You cannot, in one sentence, say we will do everything in our power to prosecute a war against Hamas until they are destroyed, and then, in the very same sentence, I'll claim that you are going to allow humanitarian aid to the enemy who wants to murder you. That's like saying I'm sorry, but, or that's like saying I love you, but. It's a complete invalidation of the sentence that came before, because you are not doing everything possible to destroy the enemy who wants to murder you, not just murder you, annihilate you, take you from complete existence. That's what they want to do to you. You cannot fight them fully and feed them at the same time. That's their problem. Food, water, survival is now their problem. And it should be a very extreme problem for them. It should be such an extreme problem for them that they start to second guess their stupid ass medieval, backwards savage ideology that says, I can kill Jews with impunity. Okay? Once they're uncomfortable enough to start second guessing that and then taking all of that back and renouncing it, you're on the road to something good. Don't feed them, man. Rosie,
Yes.
these shows get me really upset.
Well, the world needs to hear you being upset because there's a it's not the shows. It's the fact that this is going on and we're doing shows about this. Yeah, I would, as I said, I would love to go back to shows making fun of environmentalists if Israel can just quickly change policy, win this war, and we can go back to other types of content. But
Yeah, but
well, as you said.
what's even worse about it are these pissants, these soy boys, these morons out there who actually look at us as if we're the warmongers. We are the ones who are trying to stop a war fast, to end it forever, right? Because Hamas has been a scourge in the Middle East for decades. And Islamic Jihad and all of these insane, savage Islamists have been a scourge to that region and to the world. 4 fucking decades. And the way you stop it is to show them in no uncertain terms that you will no longer tolerate or tit for tat their bullshit. You will annihilate the fuck out of whoever attempts to murder innocent people in the West. Trust me, they will get it. Just like the Japanese got it in World War II, just like the Germans got it in World War II. When they understood that their ideology led them to the doors of fucking hell, they stopped. That's
Yeah.
what we need now. Anything else is just perpetual war. You're asking, and what's so ironic, you call the warmongers the people who want to stop the war immediately. Who's the warmonger? The one who wants to keep the war going in perpetuity. I don't want to live with Hamas for fucking ever. And the Jews shouldn't have to live with Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah forever. Those organizations need to go to Allah. They need to go away hard, fast, now. And it can happen. It could happen. We have the capacity to do it, and we're not.
Yeah, now I know we have to go to the reality show, but Mark, if you have a couple of minutes, I think the last part of this article is worth going over a few minutes. Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned Germany and Japan. Look at Germany and Japan today, and look at the countries that we've been fighting with kid gloves for decades. Look at the difference. They have gotten much worse. Germany and Japan are great countries today. That should tell you everything you need to know. If it doesn't, the reality show, which follows this show, is about just war theory. Make sure you watch that. But here's this. The last part here is so the article, which again, the Times of Israel is one of the better, certainly English language news outlets when you want to read about this war. So it says the deadly incident sparked international outrage, especially from countries whose civilians were killed. World Central Kitchen said it was suspending operations in Gaza following the strike, which marked a serious setback in Israel's attempts to expedite aid into the strip, where international agencies say many are on the verge of starvation as a result of the fighting. Well, that's just shocking. Again, there is no starvation, but where food is being held, it is being held by Hamas because it is a weapon that they are using. And we saw this a few weeks ago when the heads of the emergency committee in Rafah, Hamas's emergency committee, were killed, and prices in the Rafah markets went down by like 50% or more on many goods, and people were suddenly eating stuff that they weren't eating before, like meat. So you know where there is starvation, it is caused by Hamas. But I want to get to this part because this is where it really shows that you know even if Israel was right, they would have a problem. The US and other allies have made it increasingly clear to Israel that continued support for the war on Hamas depends on Israel allowing and facilitating aid to Gaza's civilian population. So, yeah, we heard about this call. By the way, this was a potential topic for today's show, was this call by Biden where he said, you know what, we might not continue to support Israel. Basically, that was it. If you don't make sure more aid goes in, even though the aid is unprecedented levels. And B, if you don't move towards a deal for the hostages and a ceasefire. Moving towards a deal on both of these things, Biden is essentially taking the Hamas line. He's saying, if you demand that Netanyahu move towards a deal, you're saying in the negotiation, we are siding with basically with Hamas in the negotiation. There's no, how else could you, Mark, if you have any interpretation other than this that you can enlighten me about, because I can't imagine how you could see this otherwise.
I have none. I have none. I could only leave the audience with this. Kill Hamas. Kill Hezbollah. The Houthis can go too. Islamic Jihad needs to go. And free Iran. And then all this bullshit will go away. And we can get along with peaceful, productive neighbors in the Middle East like we've never been able to do because their ideology has never been completely repudiated in public as it should be.
I agree, Mark. Not many people, certainly not many people on YouTube agree. So if our viewers watching now, whether live or recorded, agree, consider liking, sharing, commenting. Commenting helps with the algorithm. It means more people will see this content, which again, is unfortunately rare on YouTube. It would be great if we were one of many YouTube channels who are saying the right thing. We are not. We are pretty much the only ones out there saying this on a daily basis. And if it's not just on YouTube, Mark, you are on Twitter. What is your Twitter if you want to remind the audience?
Mark R. Pellegrino, go there. It's pretty vitriolic from time to time, folks. It takes a pretty hard stomach to stay on it, but I recommend that you do because if you do and you're on my side, you are on the side of right. And it is a front in the war. Make no mistake. You are actually fighting a war for Israel if you are fighting these bots and these pro-Gazan maniacal protesters that are flooding social media with pictures, because that's what the way they think. They think in pictures.
I'm at Razi Ginsburg on Twitter. A minute after we go off the air, the reality show starts. We are discussing just war theory. It is basically what Israel is doing at the moment, and the results are very clear. So make sure you tune into that. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and we'll see you back here on the reality show in a minute.
Kill Hamas.